Lel Shishi Torah Way Hilchos Shabbos, Rabbi David Tugendhat, temporary writing and overhead projectors.
Shalom uvracha, Rabbi Isai, good evening. The topic this evening, temporary writing and overhead projectors. It really starts off with an interesting shaila which I had once. The shaila was, during the week, many people use PowerPoint presentations if they have some information which they want to give over in a meeting. And there was a Kirov seminar, and at the Kirov seminar they use these PowerPoints. And Shabbos Kodesh, the question is, would it be permitted? Obviously you can't use a PowerPoint, but could you use an overhead projector? You know, an overhead projector has a light, and there are slides which are put in front of that light. The light is reflected off a mirror, and it shines onto the wall. And any slides that you put on top of your overhead projector, the image gets projected onto the wall. Is that permitted on Shabbos? Good shaila, no? Good shaila. So let's start from the beginning. The Shulchan Aruch tells us in Siman Shin Mem, Sif Dalet, that if you write with writing, which is Einei Miskayim, which is temporary writing, so then that is not forbidden min HaTorah, but it's forbidden midrabbanan. We know that ksiva, writing, when it's done with a kiyum, it's done in a way that it will remain, so then this is awesome min HaTorah. If it's not something which can actually last, but it only stays there for a short amount of time, the example which is brought in the Shulchan Aruch is Diyoy HaNimchak La'achar Zman Kotzar. If you have a dye, which if you have an ink, and this ink doesn't actually last for a long time, so on the one hand, you're writing, on the other hand, it doesn't last, so it's Osa Midrabonon. So that is the first stage, to note that that temporary writing is also midrabanan. Now, how long is considered temporary? That is a very, very important question. You have some Sifrei Torah after a few hundred years, so then the writing, you know, gets erased. What is actually considered temporary? So this is a very, very interesting machlokes. The Shaar HaTzin in Siman Shin Gimel, Sifkotan, Samaches, understands from the Rambam that even if it will last for a whole Shabbos, then it's considered permanent writing, and if it will last less than a whole Shabbos, then it's considered temporary. By the Shaar HaTzion's definition, it has to really only last less than Shabbos. He learns this from the Lashon of the Rambam in Perek Tes Haloch Yud Gimel, and the Rambam says, "V'chol she'ein melachto miskayemes b'Shabbos." Anything where the malacha is not miskayim b'Shabbos, on Shabbos potter, it's potter aval osa, it is osa midrabbanan. So the Rambam does seem to say clearly that if it's malacha that's not miskayemes b'Shabbos, then it's osa midrabbanan. If it doesn't last for the whole of Shabbos, it's osa midrabbanan. Rav Shlomo Zalman Erbach, in Mincha Shlomo Siman Tzadi Aleph, Sivkot Yud Aleph, he actually argues with this Shaar HaTzion. And he says that even if it lasts a few days, it's still not considered miskayemes. It's still considered temporary. And he brings a number of riyas over there, why it is, where we find that writing, even the last few days, is considered temporary. What about the Rambam? The Rambam told us, v'chol she'ein melachto miskayemes b'Shabbos potter. So the Mincha Shleima wants to learn this Rambam, v'chol she'ein melachto miskayemes. Anybody who does this melacha, such as writing, which is not miskayem, b'Shabbos, and he does that on a Shabbos, then it's potter, then it's also midrabanan. So there's a whole discussion over here, Machlekes Shaar HaTzion and Rav Shlomo Zalman Erbach, what is considered temporary and what is considered permanent. Okay, so be that as it may, what are the things then that are included in this Issa Midrabanan? So a few examples are, number one, the Mishnah Berurah brings in Siman Shin Mem, Sifkot and Chaf, if a person writes in condensation on a window. So you see often children, they see there's condensation on a window, they want to say, leave a little message over there on the window. If you're writing condensation on a window, this is considered temporary writing, even though hopefully in a short amount of time it will all dissipate. Nevertheless, right now you can see the writing, and therefore it's also midrabanan to write in condensation on a window. And the Mishnah Berurah there says also, similarly, if you're writing in sand, this, right, b'chol of avak drachim, sand or dust, so this is also writing which is not miskayim, osa midrabanan. So for example, if a person has a little container of salt, and the salt would spill on the table, and with a person's finger they'd start writing a few letters in that salt. This would be a scenario which is osa midrabbonon. A shaila which the Peskim speak about in Orchas Shabbos Perek Tesvov, he speaks over here on page Tov Mem Dalet about walking with shoes. And these shoes have, they make footprints, because you've got the name of the make, of the manufacturer of the shoe in the back of the shoe, and you're right, and you're walking. Is this considered a case of temporary writing? Is such a thing considered forbidden? On the one hand, you know, you're walking and you're writing, and it's going to stay there temporarily. One might think that this is osim midrabonon. However, he brings over here that actually the Peskim say that such a thing is permitted. Even if you're writing, in every single footstep, it goes clark, 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 clark. Every single footstep, right, you're giving the signature of your shoe. Nevertheless, such a thing is permitted. What's the reason that it's permitted? So the Aruch HaShav is a bit of a discussion, but he brings that basically this is the jargon is this is a psik ratio de lei nicholei betray the rabbonon. What's going on over here is that you are doing an act. You're going for a walk. It's a psik ratio. It's a halachic inevitability that there is going to be writing as a result of your footsteps, because you have the imprint at the back of your foot of the manufacturer of your shoe. Okay, now psik reisha is normally forbidden. However, over here you have trade the rabbonon. You have two factors that make this independently a derabbonon and not a doraisa. Number one, this is ksav she'ena miskayim. This is a writing that isn't going to last. So that makes it one derabbonon. Additionally, it's done kela achar yad. It's done in an unusual way. You're not actually writing with your hand, which is a derech ksiva. You're just walking. So therefore, since this is a psik reisha, delay nicholei, it's a halachic inevitability you're not even interested in this double derabbonon. So that's the reason that it's permitted. He adds additionally, there's no chashivas to this ksiva, right? You're not really intending that it should be there. You don't care about it. And additionally, the writing is normally upside down, back to front, because when the name of the manufacturer is written on the shoe, it's written the correct way around. So it's back to front. It could be that it doesn't even have a tsuras ois klal, and therefore he says that that is permitted. The next point that he mentions is, what about making shadow pictures or silhouettes? You have the sun behind you, or you have a light image behind you, and you're now making patterns on the wall. Some people are very, very good at this, and they can make Gansa Megillah on the wall with their hands, different animals, different sorts of things, different osias. Yeah, is such a thing considered, well, it's obviously not permanent writing, so it's not osa doraisa. Is this actually considered temporary writing, that you're making these images on the wall, or you know, when you're walking up the road, you've got the sun behind you, and you dafka make some images? Is that considered temporary writing? So he says that no, this is absolutely permitted, because it's not that you're even doing an act of ksiva, but it's just it's a temporary one. She'ein kan ksav klal rak over tzeil. All you have over here, again, in Arches Shabbos Perek Tzvot page Tov Mem Dalet, he says that all you have is you have light and you have shades, and you're just allowing the sun to go through the area which is shaded. He says that's not even considered a ksiva, that's not even osa midrabonon. And he brings in footnote non-dalet that similarly, the Gemara says in Shabbos, tafkuf mem tes, you're allowed to stand in front of a mirror on Shabbos. When you're standing in front of a mirror, you also, there's an image face which is facing you, a very handsome image hopefully, facing you, looking back at you in the mirror. So and the Gemara there says you're allowed to look in a mirror on Shabbos. So if you're allowed to look in a mirror on Shabbos, so too, you're allowed to make these images al yidei your shadow, al yidei your silhouette. So now, coming back to our original question, using an overhead projector on Shabbos, according to what we've just said, seemingly it should be okay if you had the light source, your projector, which was on from before Shabbos. And now on Shabbos, all you're doing, let's say you've got a Sheva Brochus, yeah, and you want to make a Gansa presentation, you can't use your PowerPoint, so you want to make a whole presentation, you want to use your overhead projector. According to what we've just said, it should be permitted, because you're putting the slides that you have made on this overhead projector, and it's just the image, just the light that is shining through these images, which is reflected on the mirror, which is shining against the wall, right, like people used to use, eons ago, before people used PowerPoint presentations, seemingly such a thing should be permitted. And in fact, I asked Rafal for this shaila, it was for use in a Kirov Shabbaton, and he actually wanted to say yes, that it is permitted to do that. I see here in Arches Shabbos, in page Tov Memhei, that he brings from a Vozna, who says that even though technically it would be permitted, but he said this is Zilusa de Shabbos. This would be like the Dachar, it would be a Zilzul, it would be like making Shabbos into a weekday, a zilzul, a cheapening of the Shabbos, if you have all of these images projected on the wall. So in the end, even though Rafalk was matir, in terms of chinuch, maybe he was only matir because this was like a kirov Shabbaton, in terms of chinuch, maybe it's not the best way to teach them that you could do such a thing, otherwise they might get it wrong. So hayetzim is vareinu, certainly from Ravozna Shlita, it comes out that even though this isn't doraisa, and even though it's not even Darabon, because it's not even really considered a ksav, but mishum zilus of the Shabbos, such a thing should be avoided. Kishvah should help us. We should all feel the kedushas Shabbos and have great oynik Shabbos. Bez Hashem.